Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Indian stocks had a rough week, their steepest fall in 6 months. The benchmark indices also tumbled for a sixth straight session. The latest trigger was Trump's salvo on foreign drug makers. He announced a 100% tariff on branded or patented drugs from Wednesday unless the company sets up a production facility locally. The Nifty Pharma Index fell 2.14%, with Laurus Labs and Sun Pharma among the biggest losers. While generics are exempt for now, Vishwanath Pilla reports that uncertainty looms large on Indian exporters as the US probes pharma imports under Section 232. However, Anubhav Sahu writes in Money Control Pro that there may yet be a silver lining for India's generics and contract research and development firms. Turning to currencies, the RBI's decision to skip dollar purchases in July for the first time in more than a decade signals pressure on the rupee, reports Manish M. Suvana. The central bank ended up selling $2.54 billion instead to stabilize the currency amid significant weakness. India's foreign exchange reserves dropped to $688.9 billion as of August 1st, reflecting the rupee's 2.23% depreciation in July, the steepest monthly drop in 2025 amid foreign investor outflows and US tariffs on Indian goods. In the chart of the day, Money Control Pro examines how the balancing act between defending the rupee and preserving liquidity has become trickier than ever for RBI. Meanwhile, Meghna Mittal reports that the next GST Council meeting may address a quirky anomaly that has crept in after the latest tax rationalization. Notebooks are now tax-free, but the inputs that go into making them face an 18% levy. The Council will likely cut GST on paper or bring notebooks into the 5% slab with input credit benefits, fixing the mismatch. Meanwhile, the government is monitoring whether GST rate cuts are translating into real savings for consumers, reports Meghna Mittal. More than 50 items are under review, with early data showing 90% of sectors passing on benefits, led by larger firms. Smaller retailers may take longer as they liquidate old stock and aren't all GST registered, impacting how quickly benefits trickle down to consumers. On the regulatory side, SEBI is reviewing how brokers manage their exposure to index derivatives after data showed multiple violations of position limits in Sensex, Nifty, and Bank Nifty contracts, reports Brajesh Kumar. SEBI's proposed framework may set position limits varying by index size, such as 2,000 crore rupees for an open interest below 10,000 crore rupees for a particular index. Immigration, too, is tightening, and it's not just the US. Ishan Gera analyses data to discover that work and family visas issued to Indians have halved in countries such as the UK and New Zealand over the past 2 years, even as Pakistan and Bangladesh see relatively steadier flows. Indians, it seems, are bearing the brunt of rising anti-immigration sentiment in the West. And finally, a legendary fighter jet took its last bow. The Indian Air Force retired its MiG-21s, a jet first inducted in 1963. The iconic aircraft went on to define India's air power for more than six decades. Former IAF fighter pilot G. Vasant Ganate writes a heartfelt ode recalling how the Russian-made fighter repeatedly bested Western aircraft used by India's enemies in combat and in the process became an inseparable part of the IAF's history. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.